Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
It's 4 o'clock with Dino on your radio, and here's what's making waves in Vancouver. The 111th Grey Cup had lots of surprises, and it was the Toronto Argonauts with a surprise upset, beating the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 41-24 on Sunday in front of 52,349 fans at BC Place, packed house. And to add more fun to the night, late in the fourth quarter, a woman streaker, a.k.a. Nude, got past security for an on-field run and trip to boot with the fans roaring her on as she tripped. Bonus, Prince Harry showed up with a surprise appearance too. He was clothed. The Prince is in town to promote the Invictus Games, which are taking place in Vancouver and Whistler, February 8th to 16th. It was Harry's first time at the Grey Cup. Yet another fall storm is on the way to us with high winds expected Tuesday afternoon, with the strongest winds happening Tuesday overnight. Environment Canada is calling the storm significant, so there may be some power outages overnight. Night on Tuesday. And last night, many people in Kitsilano and Burnaby were shocked by an extremely loud thunder and lightning moment at approximately 7:30 p.m. Sunday night, followed by a 15-minute hailstorm right afterwards. Some organic carrots are being recalled in a deadly E. coli outbreak. So far, one person has died and at least 39 others have fallen ill with E. coli infections linked to organic carrots distributed in stores in both Canada and the States. The E. coli outbreak is linked to several brands of organic whole bagged carrots and baby carrots distributed by Grimway Farms, including President's Choice and Compliments brands sold here in Canada. Stores that carried the affected carrots include Walmart, Loblaw, Whole Foods, Amazon, and Trader Joe's. Wave weather. We got a little bit of sunshine today before the rest of the week turns into cloudy. Mainly cloudy today, but the sun is peeking through. A few rain showers and wet flurries beginning late this evening. Risk of a thunder shower as well. And then on Tuesday, we expect another storm to hit us. Winds becoming up to 40K in the afternoon. And then Tuesday night, rain beginning in the evening, winds easing, winds east 40K, gusting to 70. That's when we're going to get the power of that storm. By Wednesday, it should be done. Right now at 555 West Georgia, 7 degrees. Here's Wicked Game. Chris Isaac from Wave 98.3.
Make me dream of you and I.
Wave 98.3, Passport to Paradise. Elan Troutman featuring J.J. Sanseverino. Got to get my passport. Got my pictures 6 months ago, even past that, and all of a sudden it expired by the time I tried to get the passport thing happening. I didn't get it happening. I'm still passportless right now, stuck in Canada. Well, if you're stuck in traffic right now, you're probably on either side of Second Narrows. It's not as bad as it was an hour ago, so it is improving, but there's still a lot of traffic on both sides trying to get to and fro Second Narrows. The other spot is pretty typical. You can expect it. Oak Street, right around 70th there. It's that gridlock because they've been working on the sewage forever. So that's just normal stuff. Over at BC Ferries, there's only one place where there's difficulties, let's call it. Two sailing wait, the 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock, both packed. The only one available from Sawasin to Swartz Bay right now is 9 o'clock. Heading over to Horseshoe Bay to Nanaimo. All the traffic is normal there, so all the regular sailings are available for you. Here's Wayne and Tisdale. Get down on it. Wave 98.3.
what kind of man I'm trying to be.
Motherload, When I Die. Before you die, I've got something for you. Getting a lot of attention on this one. You can get on the standby list for a cruise for two down the Rhone River. We're talking luxury, Riverside luxury cruises too. So imagine yourself enchanting landscapes with whoever you want. You can be solo or you can have your best partner next to you or partners, a whole group of you for that matter. Southern France is going to be the destination. Unparalleled luxury. Oh, talk about getting spoiled and having a good time. Step aboard the exquisite Riverside Revel and you'll have comfort plus elegance on your journey to Lyon, to Avignon. So you start in Lyon, then off you go on the river all the way down there. It's one of those long boats that's really cool, actually, and will spoil you rotten. You've got all kinds of feasting that you can do because there's food involved in this. Not only do you get to check out charming villages, but you also get to the historic vineyards, get a little bit of that, and you can savor exclusive tastings crafted by culinary masters. There'll be at least three of them along, including chef restaurateur and author John Bishop, and also delightful Bruno Fieldison, a beloved judge from the Great Canadian Baking Show. So all of that available for you if you can get on that guest list. All you have to do is go to our contest page, wave983.fm. Good luck.
Picture yourself gliding through the breathtaking landscapes of southern France in unmatched luxury. Imagine stepping aboard the elegant Riverside Revel, where every moment is pure indulgence. From Lyon to Avignon, this isn't just a cruise, it's a feast for the senses. Join renowned chef and restaurateur John Bishop, the charming Bruno Fieldison from the Great Canadian Baking Show, and sommelier Robin Court for a culinary journey like no other. Taste the Rhone's finest, stroll through historic vineyards, and savor exclusive creations that bring the region's flavors to life. With personal butler service, world-class dining, and stunning views at every turn, this is more than a trip. It's the journey of a lifetime, and we've put aside a cabin for two exclusively for you. Drop by wave983.fm to get on the standby list. You dream, we deliver. From Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Looking for free and credible resources to help you navigate the online world safely and responsibly? Mediasmarts.ca has all kinds of quick and easy-to-use tools waiting for you. From learning how to protect your privacy to verifying and fact-checking information and navigating AI, Mediasmarts offers games, quizzes, articles, and guides for all ages. Learn how to spot fake news with the help of the House Hippo. Think critically about the media we love and find ways to be informed and active online. Visit Mediasmarts.ca today and learn the skills you need to thrive in the digital world.
Wave weather. It looks like fall is done. The leaves have fallen in most cases, and now we're in winter mode. The weather's going that way, too. Potential for a thunder shower this evening. There will be rain showers at some point or wet flurries, depending on high up you are. North Shore might get more potential for that. On Tuesday, this is when we figure another storm's coming in, and the winds are going to pick up as well. So it's going to be a windy night, gusting up to about 70K on Tuesday. And right now at 555 West Georgia, 6 degrees with Shack Attack down on the street. Wave 98.3. Wave 98.3, Wally Larson, beaches. These days, king tide for a couple days at the beaches, so it gets really, really high. But late at night, it gets really, really low. But nobody's walking around late at night. We've got the latest on traffic, and there's only one spot. No news is good news. And the one spot is what you've heard before. On Highway 99, heading northbound, they have closed down the highway, northbound lanes, on Highway 99 between 16th and 32nd Avenue. And that's because there was a rollover crash last night or this morning, let's call it 3:40 in the morning, where there was some people end up dying at it. So they're doing accident investigation, and it's unknown when they'll open that up. Here's Madonna featuring Babyface. Take a bow. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Hi, I'm saxophonist Huge Groove, and I hope you're enjoying my music on Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
This is Wave 98.3, proud supporters of good vibes.
Wave 98.3, Slim Gambill, light this candle. Dino, it's about time, 4:43. It's dark now. You need something. Practice in case there's a power outage tomorrow night. I just want to give you a bit of a heads up. I was lucky enough last week to go on a Taste of Vancouver food tour. I never heard of this before. And I went to the Gastown location. They also do a couple over in North Vancouver at the shipyards and the brewery area up there. Ended up having a cool tour guide. Very entertaining, I tell you. And quite the storyteller and funny. Rachel. And great fun stories about Gastown history. We ended up going from one site to another site to another site. It was kind of like a beer crawl, but not really. It was a food crawl. And we ended up getting appetizers and food items from each place and also drinks. It was really quite interesting, actually. So there's this pasta dish in Gastown that I totally have to go back for. And I learned that they have a breakfast joint there that's pretty amazing, too. There was the cauliflower at the I guess it's all vegetarian restaurant called Meat, which is kind of funny because it's M-E-E-T. And the cauliflower, oh, wow, it was pretty incredible. So if you get a chance or you want to do something with your Christmas buddies, think about it. It's Taste of Vancouver Food Tours. I had a great time.
Well, hello there. It's Phil Evans with Life Around Town in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. The Wave presents Michael Casehammer and the Spirit of Christmas at the K-Meet Center for the Arts in West Van December 6th. Get your tickets at kmeet.com, then keep the spirit going with Holiday Magic. It's guitarist Steve Oliver and songstress Kat Levan doing all your holiday favorites at Blue Frog Studios in White Rock on December 6th. Those tickets available at bluefrogstudios.ca. Oh, this is exciting. Coming soon, the Shipyard's Christmas Market in North Vancouver. They're busy building the cabins and weaving the wreaths for the first annual Christmas Market on the North Shore. And the best part? It's free. There'll be over 75 vendors and you can get all the information at shipyardschristmasmarket.com. Opening day, November 29th. Life Around Town is in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Visit them online at kpu.ca.
Wave weather, that thunder last night at about 7:30 was incredibly loud where I was in Kitsilano, and we still have another potential thunderstorm happening tonight, so that is possible. There could be some power outages, a few rain showers tonight, possible wet flurries at the higher elevations, and then tomorrow the rainstorm's coming. That'll be sometime Tuesday afternoon that it'll start coming in, and then by Wednesday, it should be done by the late part of Wednesday, but apparently a lot of wind coming. So it could be gusts up to 70K. So I think that's why a lot of people are taking the BC ferries today versus tomorrow, because they worried that it might not be rolling along. Right now at 555 West Georgia, nice and dry and 6 degrees. Here's Dionne Warwick and Jeffrey Osborne and Love Power. It's Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Talking about love power.
Wave 98.3, composer and bassist Brendan Rothwell. Keep on keeping on. Dino here at 4:55. How about another cool band, Funk Soul Fusion, been around for 40 years almost now. Here's Crack of Dawn with Crack of Dawn from Wave 98.3.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
It's 5 o'clock with Dino on your radio, and here's what's making waves in Vancouver. The 111th Grey Cup had lots of surprises, and it was the Toronto Argos who ended up having the surprise upset, beating the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 41-24 in front of 52,000-plus fans at BC Place. And to add more fun to the night, late in the fourth quarter, a woman streaker got past security for an on-field little run and a trip. She actually tripped, and fans were roaring her on. Bonus, Prince Harry showed up with a surprise appearance, too. The prince is in town to promote the Invictus Games, which are taking place in Vancouver and Whistler, February 8th to 16th. It was Harry's first time at the Grey Cup. Yet another fall storm is on the way, with high winds expected Tuesday afternoon, with the strongest winds happening Tuesday night. Environment Canada is calling the storm significant, so there may be some power outages overnight Tuesday. So far, one person has died and at least 39 others have fallen ill from E. coli infections linked to organic carrots distributed in stores in both Canada and the States. The E. coli outbreak is linked to several brands of organic whole bagged carrots and baby carrots distributed by Grimway Farms, including the President's Choice and Compliments brands sold here in Canada. Stores that carried the affected carrots include Walmart, Loblaw, Whole Foods, Amazon, and Trader Joe's. Wave weather. The sunshine is over and done. We had predicted there might be some of that. Now we're saying there's going to be a potential for a thunderstorm tonight. Lows down to 2 degrees. Could be rain or snow, wet flurries, depending on the area you're in, how high your elevation is. And then tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, and then we're going to progress into that storm where we get rain Tuesday night, and it's going to get windy too, gusts up to about 70K around Vancouver. Right now at 555 West Georgia, right downtown, we've got 6 degrees. Vancouver's coolest vibe, Wave 98.3. Here's Steely Dan and Peg. Here with Dino, Wave 98.3. Back to